Welcome to episode 2 of the Degrassi Back to Class podcast. I'm Linda Burke.
And I'm Katie Durant.
In this episode, we'll talk about getting high with Degrassi and our friends Claire Brasseau and Jamila Ross from Views from the Six podcast.
So we're back. We did an episode of our podcast.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We can't quite believe it.
Yeah, now we're back to do episode 2. So this thing is real.
Yeah, it's real.
And I have to say, like, I didn't expect to get so much positive feedback from people who are actually listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So those of you who send us messages or commented on things on our Facebook and Instagram, thank you so much for doing that, because it's really positive to hear that.
No, it's great. It's great. I'm just waiting for the used underwear in the mail.
No.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, no. And you know what? This is the thing that I think surprised me the most, and it really shouldn't surprise me, but I couldn't believe how many people were sending us thank yous and,
it was, you know, super just sweet.
Telling us that they were listening from Australia.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I always knew that Degrassi had a big fan base in Australia, but to hear that people are actually listening to
super
our podcast
cool.
from Australia is really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks.
Well, thank you.
Continue, like, if you're listening and you want to, you know, give us episode ideas or
feedback,
any kind of feedback, just go ahead and do it.
Awesome.
I have to admit, I'm not always the best at returning emails and messages and stuff. Sometimes life gets busy, but, you know, I do read it. So
know that we're interested.
Know that we are interested.
Yeah.
So, and now that we're on to episode 2, we actually have our own theme
song.
Yay! So yeah, last episode we just did the Degrassi junior high theme song, and this episode we got a really cool band to do the Degrassi theme song.
Yep.
They're called the Cliff Divers, and for those of you, I mean, even people living in Toronto might not be aware of this, but Toronto has a really cool surf scene.
It's super fun.
Surf rock scene. There's a lot of really cool bands right now. And even like the weekend of the Degrassi reunion, there's the Great Lakes Surf Battle, which happens every year, where all the surf bands from...
Where is it this year?
It's at the Cadillac Lounge.
It is Cadillac? Okay.
Yeah. And all kinds of really great surf bands, from not just Toronto, but actually all of Ontario and the Great Lakes area, I guess. Even some from the States come up and play it. And it's just
super fun.
Yeah.
You can tell. I didn't know anything about this before I met Katie. And I just instantly fell in love. Everyone, super chill people, super fun music, costumes.
Yeah.
It's fun.
People
it's
go all
great.
Out.
People go all out. It's great. Check it out. Check
so
it out.
Like the Friday night before the cast screening, which is on Saturday, we'll definitely be there. But even after the cast screening, there's night 2 of the Great Lakes Surf Battle, I think we'll go as well. But yeah, so the Cliff Divers is a really great surf band from Toronto. I know I had some people actually ask if they could try to get Gowan
And by certain people, I meant Katie and I.
And well, my sister and brother-in-law were also like, you gotta get Gowan to do your theme song. Yeah,
we'll get Gowan.
Gowan's a little busy right now, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
however, he's not too busy to...
Oh, Gowan.
Like, he commented on our Instagram.
He did.
Because we have a street near us, Gowan Ave, and every time we're...
And it's kind of near us on both. It's kind of like it's great. Near our streets.
It's right in between Linda's house and my house. And so whenever we walk to each other's houses, we always walk.
We have to pass a Gowan Ave.
We always have to pass Gowan Ave. And so, like, our tradition is that as soon as you get on the street, you start singing Moonlight Desires.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And I just felt like sharing that with the world. So I took a picture of the street sign and I put it on Instagram and talked about this ritual that we have. And wouldn't you know, Lawrence Gowan himself, actually commented on it and said, keep it up.
Amazing.
That was pretty exciting.
So
you never know. Maybe we can approach him in the future if we want to change up our theme song or... I don't know.
To do a live performance of Moonlight Desires.
I would like a goal.
In the Gerrard Square parking lot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's
insane. Awesome. We'll see. Well, anyways, we'll keep you posted on Gowan.
You need to have goals, right?
Well, why not?
Maybe, like, I envision that maybe we'll do a music episode, and maybe we can get Gowan to, you know, be on it and does, like, the acoustic version.
Love it. So we're pretty pumped about, we just discussed the Cliff Divers at the Cadillac, and the Surf Battle on Friday, June the 1st. And after that, we all know what's coming up on the 2nd of June.
It is not far away. I don't know. I think this is the biggest cast reunion for Degrassi since the Jono Vision screenings in, like, 1999, I think that was. So it's a pretty big deal. It's a good time to be alive. Yeah. So I know, I'm sure lots of people listening are going to be attending the reunion screening. Pat Mastroianni is also doing a bus tour as well. But it's just crazy because I feel like each day, Pat Mastroianni, who's running Degrassi Tour on Facebook and on Instagram, he keeps on announcing more and more cast members who are taking part.
It's wonderful.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, we could run down the names of everybody.
Let's do it.
So I hope I pronounced them all correctly.
Yeah, it's okay.
Haters.
Let us know if we don't.
Haters, let us know. Okay, so there's Michelle Goodeve, Miss Avery.
Yep.
Mr. Radich.
Dan Woods. Yep.
Maureen DeSeach. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. That she played Heather, and of course her sister, who played Erica, Angela DeSeach, will be there as well. Kristen Bjorn.
Yeah,
Tessa Campanelli, which of course means that Pat Mastroianni, Joey Jeremiah will be there. Selick Seisanasi, who played Yick. Kathy Keenan, who played Liz. One of our favorites. I'm so excited.
Our beloved Arlene Lott.
Arlene Lott will be there.
Nancy.
Maureen McKay, who played Michelle. Nicole Soffman, who played Stephanie Kay.
That's pretty cool that she's going to be there.
Nikki Kameni, who played Vula.
Vula.
JC Hunter, who played Amy. And also some of the crew is going to be there as well. Judy Shiner, who was the art director. And, I mean, my personal favorite. Like, I mean, it took all of these people to make this great show. So it's not like I should put more value on a certain person. But you can't help it. But Yann Moore, the writer.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The writer of Degrassi is going to be there.
That's pretty amazing.
That's really amazing. And that's the thing. Like, I have met many of the people who are on our long list here. But I have never met Yann Moore. And as well as there's quite a few I haven't met as well. That, like, it's just... amazing.
It's great.
It's really exciting.
So we're trying to figure out what questions that we want to ask, really. Because you asked the last one. What was the last one you went to when you brought them Dips bars?
That was last summer. It was the School's Out screening. And the School's Out screening, I think, also kind of maybe inspired Pat Mastroianni to do this and make it bigger.
Was it at the Royal?
It was also at the Royal.
Okay.
It was all the four main characters of School's Out, right? Like... Tessa Campanelli and Snake
Caitlin
and Joey, right?
Yeah.
So at the Q&A. I mean, this is the thing. I'm kind of shy. Believe it or not, I am a bit shy. But when it comes to like Degrassi Q&As, I'm just like, I'm going to go for it.
I'm not shy either. We'll go for it together.
Yeah. We got to come up with a question. So last time I gave Joey some dip spars because I just had to let him know that one of my favorite scenes was when he and Wheels had the fight over the dip spar, and I felt like he might still be upset about it. So I brought him some dip spars. So,
you know, no one's going to say no.
I asked him about making a Degrassi documentary.
Okay.
Which he was like, he kind of said, well, I want to focus on doing the fan expos and the Comic Cons and all of that. So I think maybe he didn't have it in his head that a Degrassi documentary is like the way to go. But right. I still think that anyone listening who is, I don't know, into documentaries, like, I still want to get in Pat Mastroianni's ear and, you know, try to get the ball rolling on like a Degrassi documentary, because think about, I mean, this is like one of the reasons we're doing this whole podcast is like, think about the amazing stories that there are that these actors have. And if you were to interview them,
there was just
what
they
could tell and how you could put together just an amazing documentary. So anyways, I put that out there. But he said he was more willing to focus on the comic conventions. So yeah,
that's all right.
I'm still not giving up on this idea.
We can always do it.
maybe we're the ones that are supposed to be making it.
Excellent. So just feedback to us, guys. What questions we can ask questions for you, or just give us questions that you want to know about. And we'll try to ask some good ones for you.
Yeah. And I guess one more thing is that we were thinking, it's not that we're thinking, we have planned costumes.
We are
working on costumes. Yeah. Should we tell?
Yeah. We can't tell them.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just going to say that my costume is a lot more difficult to put together than I thought it would be.
Yeah, but that's
okay. And it's not because of the clothes.
No. So there's three of us, just to give you a little bit of clue. There's Katie's good friend, and then Katie and I. So there's three of us. So I don't know, maybe give us some guesses, but we'll keep you posted. We'll give you little tidbits about what we're wearing, but it's going to be super fun.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking also, like, for our next episode, episode 3 of our podcast, maybe we should do just like a reunion recap.
Yeah.
I don't want to make everyone in Australia jealous, but I figure there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to, like a lot of Degrassi fans that aren't going to be able to make it to the screening.
Yep.
So why not just talk about what happened there and, you know, give people updates. And I think, just discuss it. And it might not be a full length episode. Maybe it'll be a shorter one. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. But I think we'll do that.
Wonderful.
All right. So I guess we're just going to take a quick break, and we are going to have our friends Claire and Jamila join us.
Stay tuned.
Maya, don't we look great? Caitlin, we're divine.
Mood, single. What's this stuff called again?
New ClearTech Foam Wash. Microbubbles that rapidly kill bacteria.
Ooh, bacteria.
And penetrate deep to remove dirt and oil for clear, healthy looking skin.
Well, it's definitely a neat way to clean your face.
Definitely.
Hey, let's go cover all the guys' faces at Degrassi.
Yeah. No, thank us for it later.
Try new ClearTech, because clear skin starts with clean skin.
All right, so we are back with Claire Brasseau and Jamila Ross.
Yay! Woo!
Okay, so
it's my sound effect.
They do a podcast. Yeah, it's Views from the Six, and maybe you can introduce yourselves just by talking a little bit about yourself and your podcast.
Oh, well, I'm Jamila.
And I'm Claire.
And we have a podcast called Views from the Six. And on it, we smoke a joint. We talk about Drake, hopefully, if he's done something cool.
We invoke his presence.
I have a question.
Oh, yes.
Why did you choose to replace the S with a six?
That's the way Drake spells it.
Oh, okay.
And as you were. Stroman.
Everyone spells it like that.
Okay, thank you.
No worries.
We're happy to explain it.
Yeah, so we talk about Drake, we smoke pot, then we just talk about whatever is on our minds. Sometimes it's church. Sometimes it's...
There's a lot of church.
Yeah, we talk about church
and
a lot.
We probably won't talk about church tonight. I've had no complaints about the church talk.
See? Okay, well then, what? That's what we do.
And I have had complaints. I've had one complaint about church. Melissa.
Well,
but she doesn't count.
She's a
heathen.
Well,
awesome.
Well,
welcome.
But thank you for being here.
Yay!
Yeah, what? Nothing. Let's, let,
Yes. The Drake love. Like, you obviously know Drake got a start on Degrassi.
Yes.
Yes. So, like, did you love him back then, or is it just, you know...
Well, I didn't really watch the Drake on Degrassi years. At that point, I was sort of out of Degrassi. If I was watching Degrassi, I was watching old Degrassi.
Yes, me too.
I wasn't watching Degrassi of that time.
Yeah,
so
completely agree.
I never saw Drake. I did, like, you know, you would see the odd episode, you know, you found out that Drake was in a wheelchair. So, yeah, I've seen some of it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, the Jimmy Brooks.
Hashtag Jimmy Brooks.
So, like... Okay, so I have... It's not actually my theory about why Drake is famous.
Okay, but let's hear it.
It actually is from Miss Avery, Michelle Goodeve. Her husband had a theory that he passed along to me about why Drake is famous.
So how did he pass it along to you? Give us the...
It was on the Degrassi community Facebook message board. We were just discussing old school Degrassi and how it evolved into... Okay. What Degrassi is today.
And Miss Avery's husband was on it chatting?
Yeah, he's on it chatting. His name's Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Is it one N or two N's? Very important.
Oh my God, I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's two N's.
Glenn, let us know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. But anyway, so Glenn, he was saying that, okay, so basically, there was the Degrassi reunion that happened in like 1998 or 99. I can't remember which year it was, but basically it happened at the Centennial College, Degrassi High. I was there.
Cool.
And I met him there as well as other cast members and stuff. And it kind of got this big like push on like Degrassi, like almost like 10, well, not quite 10 years later, but like, you know, a significant time later. And I was in the Toronto Star. He phoned the Toronto Star to get them to come to the convention.
Right.
And so anyways, I was in the Toronto Star. It was super exciting. And then that made the JohnoVision episode happen where it was a Degrassi reunion.
Awesome.
And the actors were like, basically, they were basically saying they're out of work and they wanted to be on a new Degrassi because the audience was like, yeah, make a new Degrassi.
Of course.
And it's because of that that the new Degrassi was made. And then that's when... That's when Drake got his start, right?
Oh.
So.
But wasn't he rapping before that at that restaurant?
Was he?
He's been rapping at a restaurant in the back.
Like when he was a kid?
Okay.
A crappy open mic for a long time. Like, yeah.
But you can't say that he would have been famous without Degrassi.
Maybe not, but he's a good rhymer. He writes good songs.
No, I didn't know that he'd been...
That would be
how
cool.
How come we've never talked about this on our show?
I thought you knew that. I thought you might have been able to tell me.
I just know what I know.
I mean, I don't...
I can always know new things. Anyway.
That's awesome. So then he was in a restaurant.
So he did. He was weekly in this restaurant where he would... Anyway,
that's super cool.
Yeah, I was like, I know that's one thing he did. He might have done more.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he's always really been into rapping and music.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
But got to start from Degrassi and got to start from Glenn and I. No, you can trace it back. But I wanted to show you a clip. And I mean, this is a podcast, so if you want to look this clip up, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. It's Degrassi Old School Cast Reunion Part 3, around the 7-minute mark. Is 17-year-old Katie. And I will show it to you.
Half a second, it's really weird. Question or comment right here.
Okay. This is for Pat. I was wondering if there's any money or convincing you in the episode where you had to streak through the cafeteria.
Yeah. Basically, they said, we think that Joey would go to this extreme to get the car that he wanted to. And I had to go with it. I mean, I believed it, and it was funny, and it was a great way to start the season. And it's one of my most memorable moments of the show.
Yeah,
Drake
is the only one that's come from there. Is he?
What do you mean? Really super famous.
Or still worked after?
Yeah, he's the only one that's gotten...
You know what? I have to say, though, with the, like, the next gen and... Like,
actually,
basically,
some of them...
I only know old school Degrassi, to be honest. Like, I've watched the next gen and stuff, but, yeah, it's not
the same. One of those girls that was on Degrassi, she has a new show that came out this season called The Detail, so she's got
a
show.
Oh, that's great!
But it's a Canadian show, but whatever, she's the lead on a show.
I love how next gen sounds like a Star Trek.
I know. Yeah, totally.
So have you been to Drake's new home in the Bridal Path?
Funny you should ask. you know, when I heard that Drake had bought a new house, I was super excited, and I just called Claire. I was like, we should go and look at Drake's house and take pictures and put them up on our website, which is
World Wide Web, views from the six period.
Yep.
Check it out, guys.
And World Wide Web, just to be clear, not like Hamlet wide or town.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
World. So, yeah, so yeah. I said that to Claire, and she was like, dude, we got to play it super cool because we want Drake to want to come and hang out with us, so we shouldn't go to his house, so we haven't.
Right. Well, I just don't like driving past people's houses that I've never met before, like, I just think it's creepy. I've seen it
love
happen.
Doing that stuff.
I've seen it happen to my friends, and it's like, guys,
yeah,
come on. It's, that's why they don't do tours, bus tours of the stars anymore, right? Or do they?
Well,
I'm sure they do.
Interesting you should say
that.
Well, yeah, so
I wanna know because
so my friends from the UK were here, Louise and Jade. Woo! Louise and Jade. And Jade's obsessed with Drake, and so is her mom Louise.
As you should
friends,
be.
Right?
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So Katie was like, all right, we're going to drive past Drake's house. And for me, it would just, like, getting to know Katie and her I'm not going to say obsession, because it's not creepy. Do you know what I'm saying?
We're obsessed with Drake,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
It's fan, yeah. It's fan
so,
stuff,
yeah.
I guess.
So, like, Katie was like, okay, we're going to make this happen for Jade. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Drake's house. And they loved it. They absolutely loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people... If you know your friend's specifically gonna like something,
and these women traveled from like England, and like this is like so exciting for them
because
they love Drake, right? So we took them there, and like I parked across the street, and we were taking pictures across the street of the house, and there's not much you can see because there's basically a big giant wall of construction and
right.
stuff.
Yep.
But I was like, you know what? I see there's a little like a crack in the fence. I'm going to, like, just take a picture through that fence. And I went up to it, and there was a beat-up Toyota that I thought was, like, I didn't even realize someone was in there.
That it backed in.
And he honked the horn, and I jumped. I was, and then I just, like, burst out laughing,
oh, yeah.
which is probably not
because
the reaction
like,
this, like, intimidating man wanted to have. I was just like, because I thought it was so funny that that happened.
Jeez.
And then I... ran back across the street.
And we took off.
And we took off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's our Drake house story.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah. So, no, he's got a good home. He's got a nice looking home.
What the home he grew up in is on the trail. What's that trail called again? The Gardner Belt. Is it that?
Or
the
Rosedale Valley? Or
yeah.
Forest
not
Hill?
Rosedale Valley. Like
Forest Hill?
In Forest Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
house.
Forest Hill.
It's really nice. So if you walk
where
along
you
the path, where whatever it's called, is right behind my house.
Yeah.
That house goes right onto that path. Like it's very visible from that way.
Okay.
So I do walk along the path with the dog and my niece. I'm not creeping anyone out. I'll just look hope.
Do you feel
the
like
best.
He's
you are creeping people out.
Do you feel like he's walking beside you?
I don't think he stays at that house. I don't think he stays at that
at
house
his mom's
ever.
House?
I don't think he would.
I
it's
don't think he does.
Out of the way kind
no,
of.
No, he has a condo
he
downtown.
Dude, did you see the pictures?
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. See I have another story about Drake and like one of my friends meeting him when we lived in Forest Hill, but I'll save that for another podcast.
Okay.
We got to get back on topic.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry. Talking about Degrassi
well, he is
and
on
drugs.
Degrassi.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, well, I guess, like, just quickly, just so our viewers know, like, what are your memories of Degrassi?
Well, for me, my major memory of Degrassi is coming home from school and watching two episodes of Degrassi before I did anything. Like have a snack or anything.
Amazing.
Same here. I was kind of
two episodes of Degrassi.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What channel? Do you remember what channel?
I think it was just on Channel 6.
Cool.
On CBC.
Yeah, CBC.
Okay.
Yeah, I was watching at the same time. We were watching at the same
time.
Wait.
Kismet.
What years?
It would have been mid-90s.
Yeah.
Like early? Like.
It would have been like maybe 97?
I didn't
maybe.
Live here.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Around then?
Yeah.
Somewhere around 97? Yeah. Yeah. So, what about you, Claire?
What's your favorite, like, memories of Degrassi?
I really liked it. I had no problem with it.
Yeah.
At the time, I wasn't in the business. I had not been in the business for a while. And I couldn't understand why, like, it was so, like, it looked like they had not had a gaffer. Like, it's just the lighting in it was so bad.
So explain gaffer to people that,
like, oh, just, like, guys, the way it was lit. Like, it's
so
very...
so lighting. Okay.
Yeah. It's just, like, it was very obviously Canadian, which is great. Which is great. And there's the accent
that's
is pretty
thick. That's
why I love
that. See, that's really interesting to know, though, because I don't... Huh. Like, knowing you guys and you guys being in the industry, I had no idea about...
Oh, they're thick accents.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. Huh. That's cool. Nice. Well, that's awesome.
Any favorite characters or any favorite episodes that you want to talk
let's
about?
Let's do... Should we do episodes or characters first?
Or whichever. Whatever.
Well, I've already found out that what I consider my favorite episode, Katie does not consider an actual episode. I love the School's Out episode.
That's a movie!
Well, now there's two against one, because in our first podcast, she asked me my favorite episode of School's Out.
Yeah.
It's the episode. It's got everything that you want. And it sums it up.
Yeah.
People have sex. People drink. People drive.
It's like Degrassi just got heavier and heavier as the series went on.
Lucy just wanted chips.
That's when it went over the edge. It was so heavy.
But it was good about it.
Real, man.
First season, episode 3.
Yeah.
That's some pretty hardcore stuff for the third show of a series.
Oh, yeah.
And so much happens in it.
Yeah. It's like, pretty crazy.
How did you make, like, an A storyline and a B and a C and just be like, it's a 22-minute show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Totally. And that's the thing. Like, so, like, the one that we're talking about, I guess, to start off with is The Experiment.
Yes.
And it was the third episode of Degrassi Junior High. And like
the first season,
you know, it's to me, it's, I mean, even though it tries to be serious dealing with drugs in the third episode, I always found it to be very silly.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. You know,
it's like when, you know, a youth group would come to your school to do like some sort of outreach and do weird plays for you. And then be like, what do you guys think I should do?
I used to be in those all the time because you just get days off from school.
is that like an old day wee day? Like I hear about
Oh, we had a wee day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And if any kind of student council like that, so many missed classes, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do anything. And
wow.
It's fine.
That's so funny. I would know. I'm just going to quote Melanie for this episode. I don't want to become a drug addict and live in horrible poverty, rats and lice and everything. I just want to try drugs once.
Man, Melanie.
That's what they all said, right?
Yeah.
Melanie is my queen of wanting to get high.
Me too. The blonde one?
Well, Kathleen.
No, that's
Kathleen.
She'd be my girl, because I'd be over there in the corner coming up with some stuff.
Yeah.
What are we going to do that's like
cool.
Pushing the line?
But that's what's cool about Melanie. Like, she's always kind of edging them, and then Kathleen has an edge too.
Yeah.
So they're kind of edging each other.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite quote, and she's not even high yet, Melanie, is I thought there'd be lots of parties. Not political parties, but real parties. Music, boys, potato chips, and dancing and drugs.
Dancing and drugs!
I want to go to this party!
I want to go to this party!
Wait, what's happening at the party?
Well,
She thought there would be parties.
She thought that smoking weed would have...
Or just like when you got to high school.
Oh, that there'd be all these
parties.
Parties, I guess.
And this is the great thing, I think, is that... And, I mean, this is what I got out of the episode the most, I think, is that Melanie's mom told her all about drugs, you know, the junior, and like before she went to junior high that summer, like she told her all about, oh, there's gonna be drugs at Degrassi.
Do we see that scene?
Yes. Okay. Like she says, like, my mom told me all about, like, I could just imagine, like, if you watch all the episodes and you know Melanie's mom, this cute little woman, you could just totally imagine that she probably was like lecturing her daughter. So that part of the like show seemed very realistic. So like, it made me wonder, like, you know, does talking to kids about drugs, is that going to make them want to do it more? Because that seemed to work with Melly. Like, that's right. What's going on in this episode. Her interest is in drugs is basically because her mom warned her about it all summer, right?
Well, I don't know.
So how was that? Like, how did that?
Well, just because.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When I was first watching Degrassi, like as a young kid,
how did you take it in?
I didn't do drugs. Like, I didn't really do drugs.
Me neither.
I didn't do drugs in junior high.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink in junior high. And it really wasn't until grade, like, end of grade 10, maybe grade 11, where I actually smoked pot for the first time.
Right.
I was
so it did delay it. I think it might have delayed
it. I delayed
it.
Like it?
I enjoyed it.
When I got high?
Yeah, like your first
time. Oh, yeah, I loved it.
I
haven't
stopped. Instantly, were you like,
I haven't stopped. Yeah.
I started when I was 14 and 14. I haven't stopped, except for a few sobriety stints.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was probably like 15 or 16 when I first started getting high.
Right.
But I was, I didn't go to high school, so it's a weird kind of crossover. Because I was in Toronto, we moved to Montreal, and so I went directly from elementary school to high school.
Right.
So when it's junior high, I'm like, I want to get it, but I was like thrown into the, baptized by fire, basically.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Junior high.
Yeah.
So my question is for you, what do you want? Do you want smoke, drop, pop? What's your style? Lebanese light, Bolivian blue, Degrassi grass,
New
Zealand zappers.
I want some Lebanese light. I don't know what it is.
I think that's what they ended up going for too, the Lebanese light, which was the vitamin pills. Spoiler alert for anyone who has not watched this episode. Mind you, I think if you're listening to this podcast, you'll be into episode 3 at this point. But anyways.
Yeah. Well, once you know it's about episode 3, you're probably going to want to pause this episode.
Yes.
Just watch episode 3.
Yeah, because there's just spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe some Bolivian blue would be good.
I don't know.
I like, if it's pot, I like any marijuana that has blue in the name.
Blue Dream.
Yeah.
We're fans of that.
Yeah,
that's
a good
one. See, I was thinking, because like Jamila, you say that like you are growing?
I am. I'm not growing this season. I didn't.
Okay, well, you've grown in the past?
I have grown.
Okay, so I don't know. My recommendation is, I think what you need to do is make Degrassi grass.
Degrassi grass, yeah.
Well, then I have to move. I have to live on Degrassi.
Yeah, that's true.
My sister-in-law used to live on Degrassi.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That was a lifelong, like, high school, that was one of my dreams.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to live in Toronto on Degrassi Street.
My brother and sister-in-law bid on a house in Degrassi, and it was the first one they lost.
Oh.
Had a hot tub.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Came with wheels.
Sexy Degrassi
wheels.
Street.
It came with wheels in the hot tub.
That's the wives of... Housewives of Degrassi Street.
Spikes in there, her hair's all loosened.
So, yeah, no, just in the episode, get back to the episode. So, Joey gives vitamin pills to Melanie and Kathleen.
Yep.
Eventually, a random girl in a wheelchair who is not Maya. And
she's,
some other
she's
random
messed up, too, in it.
Yeah.
She's dope.
She's
the most.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's dope.
She is, wants
she,
to
she,
party,
she,
and
she,
I want to party with
she's,
her.
I love, like, her trying to wheel her wheelchair into the classroom, and she's like, whoa,
she's
having
like
a hard time.
She's googly-eyed, too. She's having a great time.
The way she answers about how can she have sex.
Yeah.
She's dope. I thought she was great.
So, there's just some weird things I noticed, because it's the third episode, is that the twins, who are supposed to be in grade 8... they're in grade 7 in this episode. They're in the grade 7 classroom. That's weird.
Well, also, maybe it was like early in the school year and then they actually got moved up.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a couple
these
of
girls
tests
did
and
happen.
They were getting too smart.
Maybe
and
that
then
happened.
Like, let's put them in grade.
But like the thing is,
I have a theory.
Oh, you?
Yeah, I have a theory.
Yeah.
So Kids of Degrassi Street was successful.
Yes.
And then the high school or
the
junior high school one.
Yeah.
It was a bit late. It didn't go one into the other, but going from like kids to teenagers is a pretty big jump.
Yes.
I don't know how many episodes they were ordered, but maybe they had just done a pilot and were doing one at a time, and they were still kind of playing with the characters' identity
and where they belong. And that's it too, because like Liz is a new character. I forget what episode. I'm sorry, I don't know how far into the season it is, but she comes in as a new character, and that's, you know, brand new to the school. But yet, if you watch previous episodes, you'll see her in the background.
Yeah, she is in the background, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's actually a really good actor, and someone just...
Maybe that's a ghost.
Well, exactly. They were like, let's make an episode
like
with this girl.
Like Three Men and a Baby, that ghost... The
I just talked about that.
About Three Men and a Baby?
Yes. No, it was me and my friend Mike White.
There was, like, someone put, like, a cardboard cutout behind, like... Okay, so Three Men and a Baby, Tom Selleck...
I mean, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Anyway,
all
about
everything about
Steve Guttenberg and the mustache himself, Tom Selleck. Behind a curtain, they put this cutout. Or was it a cutout?
I know.
But it's a bit urban legend. Have you heard about it?
I think this
Katie
sounds
likes
familiar.
Urban legend,
it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
watched it, but then I found out what happened.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Cool.
All right,
sorry,
not a ghost.
Sidetrack there.
No, but that's a good kind
just
of sidetrack.
I think it's made of cardboard.
Yeah. Not like Richard Gere putting something...
Oh, is that urban legend? Me.
That's a different.
I don't.
That's
think
a different
true.
Urban legend.
I don't think that's true.
I don't agree.
I also
don't
have
so.
a theory about Joey's rhyming.
Oh yes.
About his rhyming.
Yes.
And the kind of outlandish but not really names of the vitamins and
yeah,
stuff
okay,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that that's important for his character to like figure out. That he's the cool guy. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
like he's gotta
I do.
Find all his coolness. He's like
yeah.
the cool guy.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
I just feel like, you know, when you're young and you're like, all right, this is my thing.
Yeah. yeah.
Where can I
so
fit
that,
in?
So that explains why to like it that's good. That explains why to me it seems out of character compared to Joey Jeremiah.
He's still figuring out.
He's so young,
yeah.
he's trying
hey.
To figure himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's but was he in Please. Kids of Degrassi Street or did
no?
Was
he was
new?
Not part of Kids. He's new.
See, they're
he was
still
new at
figuring
point.
Out his
they
character.
They're
yeah.
totally figuring
yeah.
it out.
Yeah,
yeah. So okay, so later on, this is gonna be taking off part one, Degrassi Junior High season 3. We're
oh,
speaking
we
forward
go.
To season 3, so, episode 11.
They're more
go.
Grown up now. Things are getting
yeah.
out of control.
What?
And people yeah. have babies.
And honestly,
babies
this is the
eggs.
These two episodes, part one and part two, are like one of my favorite two episodes because Wheels runs away from home. But I don't want to talk too much about that
yeah, no,
because
that's a different episode.
That's
that
not dealing with
episode.
The drugs. I yeah. want to talk about the drug part of this episode.
Yep.
So
it also deals with adoption in a very negative way. I get that
oh.
we have to learn and it informs his character. But that is not a positive message to show people about how
no.
adoption
you know
works.
What? Will you guys come back on our our Wheels
absolutely.
Episode? Love it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we would go to Port Hope.
Yes.
I speak at adoption conventions.
No, but this
oh.
is what would be cool to talk
oh,
about because
okay.
we also part of this.
Yeah.
We want to talk about the issues that Degrassi brought up, and that was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's huge.
Okay, so yeah, you're invited back.
But this episode.
Yeah.
But
this episode. So Degrassi gets a little bit more serious because Shane takes acid, and Luke convinces him to try it at the Gourmet Scum concert.
Which, again, great name for a band.
Great name.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Stood
Scum.
The test of time.
Yeah.
It's
Gourmet
still a good
Scum.
Classic.
Yeah.
And, okay. Sure,
sure.
This is a question I have for you, Jamila, because I know that you live, like, in the beaches.
Yes.
Donald D. Somerville Pool. Do you know the
yes,
pool?
Yes, I do.
Is that where the concert, like, if...
I believe it is where they're
showing
them
when
to the
they
concert.
Are showing the scene where they're going to the concert, I'm like, oh my god, that's the pool in the beaches.
It is, yeah.
I'm positive it is. Okay,
yeah,
so I just needed
I'm pretty sure.
I needed a second opinion there.
Yeah.
So
when
yeah,
I, saw
I can
it,
go
I was
to
like,
Morrow
oh,
check.
That is it.
Yeah.
No, I'm positive it
you
is.
You guys should go take a picture there for the episode.
For sure.
You could probably look up the episode on IMDb and find out where they shot it.
No. You know what? There's this vlog called Degrassi Panthers
okay.
where this guy has gone around Toronto and he's actually documented and taken pictures comparing like the actual scenes to what it looks like today.
Right.
Oh, wow.
He's agreed to be on our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow,
so anyway,
crazy.
So he'll be in a future episode. I'm trying not to spoil it too much with who's going to be on in future episodes, but I will say that he is agreed. So hopefully that'll happen soon. But anyways, so I get all of my information from like where things are from him.
Okay.
And his blog, Degrassi Panthers, and his name's Chris Donnelly, I think.
There you go.
So, yeah. So,
awesome.
Okay, so back to the episode again. Yeah. they part ways at the concert and Shane goes missing. The police question Shane and he denies knowing anything. Later on in part two, he says, or the police, they end up finding Shane. He had jumped off a bridge.
And as you do.
And they question Luke at school and he says, and they say, when we talked to you, you said you don't know anyone who does that stuff. And he's like, maybe he took some acid, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like a felony?
Yeah.
To take acid or to lie about
people? To lie about acid.
Well, also, lying to the police is pretty bad.
It's a pretty serious drug.
You should listen to our podcast. I reveal things about my old drug habits.
Claire!
And crimes.
Like Luke. Was fond of the LSD.
I was. I took a lot of it.
See, okay. I've never tried
and
it.
And never jumped off a bridge.
But I can jump, or did you jump off might.
And it
see,
worked.
That's what the question was.
Yes. That's my question because I have never even considered taking LSD.
I never want to.
Like, the idea of hallucinations scares me, and I just have absolutely no interest in that sort of thing. So I don't know. Is it realistic that he would have jumped off a bridge?
Okay, this is what I think.
Yeah.
First of all, the tab of acid was the same size as the bus ticket. That was the biggest hit of acid I've ever seen.
Nobody had done acid.
That
That's
was, like,
the
biggest... I was like, that person's gonna die. Four hits of acid. That's like a piece of stationery.
So we shouldn't be surprised that he jumped off of it.
Exactly.
Right. But no, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe the maybe the art department just got it wrong. I don't know.
Or maybe they wanted to make sure people could see it.
Yeah.
That's probably it, maybe. I don't know. But yeah,
they had the chance to refer to some people... like some rock stars who would wear it in their bandana to get high. I also think it is very important. It's a personal decision, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to take hallucinogenics and have that experience if you're able to do it.
Right.
Like, I'm not able to do that anymore, but I have many times. I don't think acid is the one to do.
Right.
But it was cheaper than weed. When I dropped acid before I smoked weed.
Right.
Whoa. That sounds crazy to me.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. It was $5 a hit.
Right.
Wow.
So I did a lot of acid, and it's really... If there's anyone out there on the fence about doing acid, you know what? Do mushrooms.
Yeah.
Mushrooms because
mushrooms.
Look at that kind of art it brought us, that kind of music it brought us, that kind of, I don't know, that was a really important, I think, thing. If you're able to, it opens your mind to things that...
It's peace and love for a reason,
but you know what? You know what? This is a point, maybe Degrassi never did a mushrooms episode.
Wow.
It's a good drug, maybe.
It would have been a much more relaxed episode.
Yeah.
People just would have been like dancing.
But people would just be like, that's amazing.
It's true. Then it wouldn't be a show. It'd be like, oh, it's the show that everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
And they have to make it negative or else people are going to go out and maybe do.
Exactly. The size of the tab, I was like, guys, come on.
It's
an art department.
So the gourmet scum ticket equals the same size as the hit. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So Nancy and Tim are the ones that they go and deliver the car to the hospital to see how serious like the acid thing was. And it's pretty serious. And this part, I thought, Linda, because your most disliked parent in Degrassi.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of misguided parents.
Is he your least favorite parent?
This is Shane's dad we're talking
about. I still have a lot to learn. Like, doing this podcast and kind of rewatching things, it's parents, when they don't understand, concern me. And then when they're ruled by religion, also concern me. So this is what, wasn't he just like, pray for him?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But wasn't that more of the time, though?
But that saying that out loud right now, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it also, I feel like from watching this episode, that it also, like, Nancy and Tim look very uncomfortable when he says, pray for him. And then they're like, but I mean, regardless, they're going to be uncomfortable seeing their friend in the state that he is.
Well, those kids were... younger than us, right? They were a bit younger than us. Like in the show, they're what grade? What grade?
Grade 8, probably.
Yes. Like, so were 13. You in grade 8 when you saw these shows, or were you older?
I'm 41.
I'm 41 too.
Most of them are in their early 40s.
Yeah, so there's
like
so
today. Say,
I think it was basically the around the same age.
Because you and I are both born in 77, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we're both the same age.
77 is a good year.
Blue Jays.
Yes, thank you.
Done.
I will also say this about LSD. If you're going to do LSD or a hallucinogenic, preferably mushrooms, again, please get a trip sitter. It's important. Get a trip sitter. Make sure that you're in a safe space with people that you trust.
Yep.
And this kid was in his first time within a group of thousands of people.
Yep.
Like, it is possible that he might jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
That said, he could also have jumped off a bridge because he was mentally ill.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So, but it's not unheard of.
Okay.
Like, being on LSD is... It is pretty crazy. I did do some really crazy stuff.
Right, right.
Like things that weren't, you know, it was like a death wish, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow. No, but it's good, though, because we confirm that it's possible.
Well, the episode clearly worked because I had no interest whatsoever in doing this.
I'm so sorry.
So,
I got harped on you.
No.
Like, no,
but
from
that's
watching
what we
it.
Wanna hear, though.
It's funny because, like, I was thinking about this as well, about, like, Melanie telling her, like, or Melanie's mom telling Melanie not to do drugs, and there's lots of drugs. I don't remember my parents ever having to have that conversation with me. Because I think they just knew I just, like, stayed at home and watched Degrassi.
I
learned everything from Degrassi.
My parents didn't really talk about drugs with me either.
I think
they saw me watching Degrassi and they were like, okay.
She'll be okay.
She's not going anywhere. She doesn't go to the mall.
It's like the preteen Sesame Street.
No, not me.
Degrassi. Here you go, Degrassi.
I was, that's not my... of it.
Okay, so I guess we'll move on to like the last episode that we'll talk about tonight, which is the all-nighter. So
this is a great episode.
This is like Degrassi High got, and this I love obviously Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High, but I tend to have a preference towards Degrassi High because it's when the characters had really become more developed and the topics got more serious. They still had comedy in it, but like, so, to me, this is a classic Degrassi episode. You know, I also like the continuity and the fact that you're dealing with the same characters that you dealt with in junior high. So, you have Luke, who has, you know, like, the joints, and he's hiding them. So, Luke is, like, the stoner.
He's the bad influence.
Luke was
he's
the bad influence. And then you have Melanie and Kathleen, who wanted to, like, in the third episode of Degrassi Junior High, wanting to do drugs.
Yeah.
And here they are. You know, doing drugs.
Finally doing their drugs.
Finally doing the real drugs, not vitamins.
Yeah.
So, like, I love the continuity and the fact that they use the same characters.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that is a good...
So let's answer the whole question of how the hell did Luke get...
That wasn't
in
that
the tampon
hard.
Machine.
I would try something
how did you
like
do
that.
How
no,
did you
how,
do
how,
that?
How can you, like, just a random guy...
Not that I need to know, because I'm not leaving my
parents. Yeah, me neither.
But sometimes you know... In your school, you know the things that are broken, and you can just exploit that.
Okay.
But how would he know that the tampon machine is
broken? Are you kidding? He goes... He's getting high all the time. Of course he was in the girls' room.
Yeah.
He probably had sex already in the girls' room.
Yeah.
That's why he knows about the tampon machine.
I was the girl version.
I want to see, like, the behind-the-scenes Degrassi.
Yeah.
Whether, like, my parents talked to me about sex or drugs, it was... Wait, that ship had sailed.
Right.
That ship had come and gone.
They should have done a Luke's diary.
Because
that would have been a really good diary.
Yes.
I got so wasted again last night.
Yeah.
I had sex with Joey's mom. Yeah. Like,
they kicked me, off the basketball team.
Oh my God.
It jerked off at the gourmet scum gun.
Yeah,
but I threw it on Shane and I walked out.
Woo!
I'm doing well.
Oh my God. All right.
Sorry.
Back on track.
Okay, so this whole thing, so, like, I love this episode because... Sorry, you go. You
oh,
go
no, back. I was just kind of giving a quick rundown.
Well, it's someone a little sleepover. It's so it's a sleepover kind of episode.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Whereas the dudes are like, okay, let's get high. And then the girls are like, slumber party, let's talk about dudes. And
play truth or dare.
Play truth or dare.
Not yeah. me. And my then, friends so. And I were like, let's spark up a joint and get started. Honestly, at that age, that's yeah. what happened.
But that's it's so different. Like me, I didn't do... anything until I was like 18 and a half, 19.
Yeah, no, I wasn't oh, yeah. like
nothing. I was saying like I was like 20.
Yeah. That's nothing yeah. to be ashamed of.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's I'm so good.
It's just who is, it ruined my life.
You were out of really out of control.
I was, but I was so good at it. I mean, yeah. I was so out of control. So yeah. out of control. Anyway, so I'm like the opposite of like what's going on. Like, if they'd had me in their class, they'd be like...
I would have probably been hanging out with Luke. Because yeah, I would have wanted to get high.
Yeah.
You'd be hanging at that out age. With me.
Well, yeah.
I'm getting high.
You and Luke.
See, yeah, I feel like I would have been hanging out with, like, Melanie, Kathleen, Maya, and all that. Going to see, like... the movie and everything.
And
like,
perhaps you
know. You
wouldn't have been at the sleepover. But you yeah. have to go home early.
If I would, yeah, if I went to the sleepover, I would have totally pulled a Caitlin and been like, no. No.
I'm going
to
go right.
home. That would
okay,
have been me.
So, let's talk about them at the party. So yes. the girls get the joints, the boys get nout, right? They get nothing.
They get nothing.
So, at the party, they whip out the weed. And then, sorry, Diane doesn't feel anything, right?
Yeah. And Melanie, it's her birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday. Melanie becomes kind of wild.
Blabbermouth.
Yeah.
Blabbermouth. She becomes,
she would have been my
I called
friend.
Her I called her TMZ Melanie.
TMZ Melanie.
She, I would have been hanging out with her.
Yeah. So how are you guys when you, yeah, you would. What's your personality?
Oh,
all of the above.
Right.
Don't put me in a box, guys. You yeah. can't. No, I'm just kidding.
But I sometimes can get quiet.
Yeah.
See, I really, I feel like, and this is why, like, I'm not interested in smoking weed, is because I'm just like Kathleen. I get stuck in my thoughts. Right. I get paranoid. I, like,
that's
you
okay.
know, somebody says something the wrong way, and I'm like, whoa! Like, you know, so that's, it's not my
doesn't
drug.
Work for you.
Yeah.
Well, so to be fair, I was brought up in a family where drugs, I mean, I won't say who, but was a... Larry Codge, like he grew weed.
Right.
Okay.
And made his living that way.
Okay.
So industry. It wasn't to me like a weird thing. And it wasn't me who started the smoking weed in my high school. It just
yeah.
started because all of us had siblings that were a couple of years older.
Yeah.
So we just kind of do what they did
oh,
faster.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's how my family was, too.
Yeah.
That wasn't how I was in my family. I was the one that was, like,
were you?
Smoking
yeah.
and drinking.
Oh, yeah. I was yes. the goody-goody. I was the...
Okay, so, yeah. Melanie reads Kathleen's diary, and she starts with, like, oh, well, she had anorexia and got counseling, and then... She's like, Kathleen, I don't see what the big deal is. You had anorexia, your mom is an alcoholic, and your boyfriend beat you up.
That's a lot of information. That
is
that's terrible to say.
Black.
And I love, like, Kathleen, it's
like,
not your secret to tell.
No.
Marijuana would do that. Alcohol would do that. But not
definitely.
Alcohol.
Yes.
Alcohol.
Yes.
This is as I get older. Like, alcohol and I, it's bumped the road right now. Weed and I. Love it.
I have not had a drink in over 2 years.
Yeah, and it's like that kind of like when you hang out, when you smoke weed, it's so chill and supportive and great. And I do like alcohol still. Very different.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that to me, that reaction, that episode.
No, it's not.
As learning about marijuana in my later years.
Right.
Man, that's not how anyone would. I don't believe that was the
you don't believe
no.
you don't believe that
because I would never tell Katie secrets. I would tell Katie secrets wasted more.
Yeah,
then I would hide.
I yeah. think the worst thing
I am a better person. Sorry, I'm
no. No, I'm sorry.
No.
I think the worst thing that might happen would be Melanie. She gets high and then she starts offering people food. And then she goes, Kathleen, do you want some? Oh, no, I forgot.
She brings a small bucket. Up to you.
She might have blabbed in a different way.
Yeah.
In a
yes.
more forgetful
yeah.
way.
Yes, in
but
a more forgetful
like
way.
Not
yeah.
like a vindictive.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Spiteful
and of course,
not in you,
and of course the guys who were supposed to smoke the weed They play poker and they watch the sunrise and they have a really fun sober night.
Best night of their lives.
Losers. You know what? Yeah. They haven't even begun to have the best night of their lives. They don't even know what those words mean at that age.
That's gonna make they'll see a different side and maybe Luke won't. This is the
always the Hallmark version. Claire and I are like,
you know what? They know what they're like sober. They know what they're like.
Or Luke won't take it for granted anymore. He won't be just like, well, I can put them in the bathroom.
Well, then he's got a then that kid's never going to be an addict.
Good for him. Okay, so I have a discussion point, and this is like from Instagram, and I'm trying to encourage our listeners that, you know, when we throw out things and ask questions, like, respond, and we'd love to your input. So, one of my things was just like, how do you I can't even remember what the question was. It was on Instagram. It was about drugs and Degrassi. And somebody named Zit Remedy Fan on Instagram.
Yes. Already great handle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shout out Zit Remedy Fan.
He says, I think one of the things in hindsight that these shows did have a very aggressively anti-drug message in almost every episode. Even legal drugs had negative consequences in episodes. The show was very hostile to drugs of any kind. So...
agreed.
What do you think?
Yeah,
well, you know what? It's a show that's basically funded by the government.
Yes.
So what can they say other than don't do drugs, kids?
Yeah.
They can't be like, do some drugs and don't do the other drugs. Yeah. They have to come out like, on a hard line.
Yeah.
And, like, this is also at a time where it's, like, you know, post-Nancy Reagan. Yeah. Just say no to drugs and the war on drugs and DARE. Yeah, I don't know if you guys watched Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. That was my favorite anti-drug thing where on a Saturday morning in the early 90s, they had all the cartoons at the time come together into one episode.
Oh. And it was brilliant. Were they high?
Yeah. Well, like, there was, it was a huge anti-drug, like, cartoon.
It's so and, trippy. And they're like, no, you
can't be the one thing. Guy gets high in it.
Now we're all getting
And it's like, no wonder why he sees these cartoon characters. But anyways, yeah, so, like... when you consider the times, right. I think that Degrassi still was somewhat progressive. Like they, you know, if they dealt with it realistically.
Oh, 1,000%.
I think everyone in the world where Degrassi was shown is in agreement that Degrassi was a groundbreaking show.
Oh, yeah. It really
touched on topics that weren't being dealt with on, say, Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
Or the one
gritty.
With Zach and the kids at the
and
diner.
And not every outcome was great.
No, that's
not
great
about
it. It's good
like
writing.
In the episode when Melanie said all that, like the episode we were just talking about, Kathleen was like, Kate was like, it's because she was high.
Yes.
And Kathleen was like, you shouldn't have said all that shit. Stuck things about me. You know
that's
what I mean?
So
yeah. So it was just kind of like, well, okay, yeah, you're right. Not every consequence is great. It's not going to work out great.
No, I think the writing is really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know what... one of them created another television show that was very cool, but I can't remember what it was. But it's really good writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the anti-drug thing, I think, it was still in that era where the baby boomers were telling our generation that drugs were really, really bad.
Yeah.
They turned into yuppies.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though they had great times with pot.
Yeah, I'm like, who are you kidding? Although my parents didn't do it. It's like, why? Like, it was the 60s. Like, they were like the... kind of preppy nerds.
Right.
Just kidding, mom
and
dad.
And society-wise, it was like, oh, you don't do that, you know, kind of thing.
Well, yeah,
very
that
bougie.
Time had been so stigmatized that if you were a really straight-laced kind of person, you probably weren't going to be smoking marijuana.
Yeah,
but half my family smoked it.
Well, even my grandmother died when I was 3
mm-hmm.
Of cancer. Really, really aggressive cancer. And my grandfather was like this old kind of like British dude, right? And my family, like a couple of my family members, they got weed in the house so she could smoke and not feel the pain for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he found out, freaked out, like it was like this nasty thing, right?
Yeah.
Which is so crazy to be about marijuana because like I'm
like,
from a big alcoholic family, right?
Also like Reefer Madness, like
right.
think about like the movies of their times, like how anti-drug those were. That had a big part of it, I bet, too.
Well, they were teenagers or, you know, young adults when it was starting to be banned. Like, your grandfather, he would have been around that age when they were saying...
No. And it's so wild. Idea. Even now, like, I love it.
Me too.
And all my, I just love it. It makes me more creative. It makes me more gentle and kind to people. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, if you have a lot of anxiety issues, which I do have, that it's not good for you. Where it's had the opposite effect for me. It's made me drink less and made me really, I don't know, I really...
Oh, yeah.
I like
it's the only and drug I can do.
See, this is
and that. All my doctors are fine with it. They would way rather I do that than drink.
Right.
And, but I, again, I'm an advocate of trying things out in a safe situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be legal in like just a little over a month.
Yeah.
Or apparently, right?
Possibly.
Possibly.
We'll see.
Not, it's I like not
for sure. It'll be legal
for,
at some point.
For those of
it's our, legal right now
fans,
in here.
Our fans in Australia, just, you know, just so you know, those listening to us in Australia, it's almost, marijuana is almost legal here.
So come visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, come visit.
A long flight.
And smoke
you
our
can
weed.
Come
in. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Jamela and Claire.
Jamela and Claire.
Yes, you can look us up on Twitter at ViewsPod. We also have a Facebook page, so you can go there and like us and check out our stuff. And just look us up on iTunes.
Yeah, and we have like pictures on our website, and we have
merch.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a right. good, fun old website.
We're fun.
Views from the Six.
All right,
awesome. All thank right. you so much.
Thank you.
Guys.
And yeah, thank you for the Cliff Divers for our new
yay!
Our new theme song. Woohoo! Yeah. Also, of course, we have to plug ourselves. So add us on Instagram at Degrassi Backed Class. Look us up on Facebook. And participate in our social media discussions and things because you never know, we might choose some of the topics and things
absolutely.
That you say, and we might use that as our discussion points. That'd be great.
All right. Lots of love. Take care.
Thanks. Right, listen bye. Next time. Bye.